You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi there, everybody. The name is Larry Kwedirai, and we're talking cricket today because Zimbabwe A up and started their four-day match against South Africa A at Harare Sports Club. The action took place. The full complement of overs was able to be bowled and some extra. In fact, what I'll say is Milton Shumba is a guy who wished that there were no extra overs because just after they got to the 85 overs for the day and they were playing out for time, the last 5 minutes of the day, that is when he went out. And he will feel like, disappointed himself because the shots he'd been resisting all day, facing a humongous amount of balls in order to survive for so long. So I'm not going to go into too much of the itsy-bitsy details. You can go and look at the scorecards at Crick Info. But what I'll say is that there were two surprises today in the starting lineup. There was the inclusion of Brendan Mavuta, who had not been included in the squad at all for the A side, and also the inclusion of Dion Myers, who had only been on standby. He had only been picked for the one-day squads. So my only guess is that because he performed well in the one-day series, then therefore he earned himself a call-up to the 50-over, the first-class format. And didn't disappoint, although he and Milton Shumba put on a third wicket partnership of 101 runs. They were able to survive the session and some bit and a bit, and it was only in the case of case of Dion Myers, who'd been scoring freely. He actually went out with the first ball after tea, and that would have just riled up the coach. If you like, you could have just seen that out. And the same thing with Milton Shumba, him going out so close before the end of play, because the 85 overs are done and 5 minutes to go, and essentially everybody was just playing for time. Plays a lazy shot, and you can see that come from tiredness. He had been at the crease for 360 minutes, so 6 hours of the crease, the tiredness sits in, makes a false shot, and he's out. I got Brian Goredemba from End Sports News, to give me his summary of today's play and what he thought of what was happening. And this is what he had to say.
We've always cried for cricket that is above our first class cricket, and obviously Zimbabwe A, it's another pathway for the development of our players. And today we saw some of the young players that we already were trying to push for places within the national team. Dion Myers continues to show his class. I think the talk has been about Wesley Madebere, Shumba, and the like, but Myers has been developing at a very good pace where he didn't have a lot of pressure, and now today again he has shown why he's the future for Zimbabwe in the middle order. And I guess you should be disappointed that he did not convert his half century into 100, because the wicket was good for batting, and also the way that he was playing, we always lose concentration after the break, and obviously going out first ball after tea would be disappointing for the young men. But again, Shumba also has shown us that he can bet for time. And I saw on quite a few social media groups people saying that Shumba must be scoring runs at a rapid pace. But I'll tell you one thing, being able to defend is a technique in itself. So imagine, for example, like the game that we played in the UAE, where you want to save the match. And so you want a guy who's got the technique to save the match. So that's test cricket for you, test of your skills, your mind, and also game awareness. But once you got the hang of the wicket, you started scoring freely. And again, Myers, she should be disappointed with the way that he got out towards the end of the day. And again, concentration, thinking that he's done the job. All these things, it's a learning curve for the young boys. And obviously, they must come back tomorrow to at least score enough runs to be in the region of 350. And that way, on this good batting surface, it means they'll be able to at least salvage a draw, and which always gives the confidence to the younger players. Otherwise, a good day of test cricket or four-day cricket for Zimbabwe and South Africa. And so we'd like to see how our bowlers will bowl on the same wicket, especially our spinners, where we're trying to find attacking spinners, because Chisora, for me, is not a test spinner because he can't contain, he can't attack. So Mufuza as well as Rango, they got a chance to see what they can do. Otherwise, a good day for Zimbabwe, a good day for those that are trying to see what does the future hold for Zimbabwe against better opposition.
So that's that. You have to agree a lot with what the man right there, Brian Goredemba from End Sport News and endsportnews.co.zw. Visit their website, get entertainment, sporting entertainment and all that sort of thing, and get some cutting edge analysis in terms of sport from them. So at the crease at the end of the end of play, after 86 overs and the score being 253 for 5, is Richmond Mutumbani. I don't know who's coming in next, but they also have in the bag, while it says for five, they also have in the bag Roy Kaia, who had to come off. But we don't know what his situation is, because he might have a concussion, but he had to come off with some sort of injury. Not sure what the case is. I'll give you updates tomorrow if there's anything to talk about. But it's worrying, because a couple of times that the Zimbabwe players get hit on the head by the cricket ball is kind of strange, because you kind of think, like, you know, you shouldn't really keep getting hit by the ball that often. But it did happen. So you're kind of hoping that there's something that they're going to have to work out on. I think there's also certain instances in which you feel like the players take their eyes off the ball, a ball when it's coming, close your eyes, whatever the case may be, and therefore they are more susceptible to being hit by the ball. But hey, that's a story for another day. The cricket returns tomorrow between at 9:30 a.m. For day two of the official unofficial test series, as it's called on cricket. But for us, it's just a 4-day match, first class cricket that's taking place in Zimbabwe between South Africa and Zimbabwe. For 3Mob Radio, the name is Larry Quidadai, and keep updates throughout the day on Twitter at 3MenOnABoat, and at every time that there's a break, and as far as tea and so forth, and lunch and other breaks, you can get updates on our Facebook page at 3MenOnABoat. The name is Larry Quidadai. Take care of yourself.
This is a 3Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com